Racial groups, ethnic groups, it makes no difference. We also have scapegoats. And the great benefit of scapegoats is that it takes the blame away from us. It explains what is inexplicable. I mean, why don't the subways work? Why does it have to look that way? So we can say, I remember this summer I was in Paris. The Paris Metro is just to show you the difference between Paris and New York, the Paris Metro has a stop at the Louvre where they have an art exhibition in the subway next to the tracks, and they change the exhibition like every 2 weeks. You know, can you imagine that in New York City? So, one of the... I had to ask directions from an English-speaking Frenchman, and his first remark is, he said he was in New York, he said he was horrified by the subways. He said, why can't you have such a... Look at these subways, he said, we're also a city with 5 million people. So I bit my tongue not to answer him, but I was going to answer him. I was going to say, because you haven't got what we've got. But then I thought, and that's not true, it's not right, but that's the immediate reaction. Now, in the medieval world, scapegoats were absolutely necessary for life. They were absolutely necessary for faith, for the explanation of things that otherwise were inexplicable. For instance, we're going to spend a lecture discussing the plague, the bubonic plague, the Black Death, which swept Europe in the 14th century. Best estimates are that 25 million people died within 10 years. Over a third of the entire European population died. Entire cities were like ghost towns. The Malachamovis went through and they were gone. And it spared no one. The clergy, the nobles, no one. So, how do you explain that? So either you explain it as the wrath of God, but if everybody was a Roman Catholic and everybody was under, you know, was doing the right thing, why did the clergy die? Or you explain it as the work of the devil, which in the medieval world, the devil had a great domain. He existed. Today, they are a New Jersey hockey team. But in the Middle Ages, it was a real thing. The devil, he was there. So the devil is doing it. And how's he doing it? He's poisoning the wells. And then when they protected the wells so that no one could come to poison them, well, you're poisoning them by saying things. You don't have to throw poison in the well. And if you say abracadabra, whatever it is, the well gets poisoned. That's witchcraft. See, you have to have people who are doing this. And that's why as many Jews died of pogroms in the century of the Black Death as died of the plague itself. Because they were the scapegoat. They were the release valve. And this is a tendency that continued till our day. I mean, Hitler was able to rise to power in Germany saying that the Jews were the ones that betrayed Germany in the First World War. The Dreyfus trial, France said, 1893. France said they lost the war of 1870 because one Jew sold them out. And that is in the European tradition of scapegoats. And the leading scapegoat is the Jew. And therefore, all the ills of society. Therefore, the Jews are Bolshevists and the Jews are capitalists. The Jews are, when they assimilate, they're too pushy. When they don't assimilate, they're isolated. That's right, everything. Right? Today in the United States, right? The farms are going broke because it's the Jews' fault. What have the Jews got to do with it? The Jews eat more wheat than anybody else in the world. But that's all in the tradition of scapegoats. And modern psychology and psychology.